Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 44th edition of the International Film Festival of Rotterdam.
Yeah!
And I'm joined by, as you can hear, filmmaker Lisa Takeba, who is presenting her wonderful, entertaining, original vision of a film called Haruko's Paranormal Laboratory. So thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much for interviewing me. I'm really happy to record it, to be recorded.
No, this is live.
Okay, really? No.
So, Lisa, can you tell us a little bit, our listeners, a little bit about your film in your own words? You know, they might be interested in seeing it and they might not know what it's about.
Okay, my movie is I'm not shooting films, I'm shooting a cartoon. There's a lot of pop culture from the Tokyo, and my movie is a small apartment sci-fi story. So this year's theme is family. Yeah.
Right. Well, obviously, there's paranormal activities in this film, and you know, we see the TV come to life. Now, where did this is a central element in the theme. Where did this particular narrative element come from? Is it something that you fantasized one day, or is it something that you put a lot of thought into?
Why I shoot this movie is I have support from the Sanfilm Festival, so I have to submit my movie within one year. So when I started writing my script, the weird news was in Tokyo. Do you know Haruko Obokata? She is a scientist. She invited a very important thing, but that was a lie. Right. So the top news in Japan was her thing, Haruko Obokata's thing. Everyone criticized her. So I hit the title, Haruko's Paranormal Laboratory, from there. Mm. And yeah.
Hey, but apart from the TV coming to life, there's a lot in it. There's the art direction, the props, the costumes. It's just so colorful. How did you said that you think you shot a cartoon. Was that a major influence? And what was that? How did the vision come together in a graphic visual style?
Thank you. So, for example, basically Japanese cartoon is black and white. Not only color print, color print, basically. But sometimes we do the color print, very special edition. Mm. So the color is too colorful.
Right.
So normally we can't see the cartoon without we can't see the cartoon with the color. So my visual come from the black and white, changed the color.
Yeah.
That is my design.
The style is wonderful, but there's a lot of creative elements in the narrative too, and a lot of things that happen. You said that family is one of the central points of the film. Is that also because it's very important in your life too?
Yes, very important life for me. So furthermore, why I hated this story is my auntie. She is living by herself. Mm. She was 70 years old, but she never married.
Right.
She always talked towards her old TV, sometimes complaining about sumo wrestler, and sometimes cheering up, soccer play is very nice. So I thought the TV is kind of a family of her, part of her life. And so maybe the TV have some feelings.
Well, sometimes I can understand your aunt, because sometimes I talk to the TV. In fact, I sometimes talk to myself too, but that's a different story.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about the actors and how they became a part of this crazy, fun roller coaster ride?
Thank you. So, the main character, TV guy, as Aoi Nakamura, he have a very good career in Japan. He's very famous actor in Tokyo. So, I don't want to let the TV guys as a comedy. If you so that was a very difficult role to play. So, if a cheap actor play that role, it's gonna be just a comedy, cheap comedy.
Yeah.
But he have very lots of sensitive feelings. That's turned TV guides very wormhole and good. Yeah, sense.
Yeah, if you only have laughs, you know, that's just going to be a very shallow film. But can I just say, though, that this, the character of the TV fascinates me. I mean, he had to walk around with a big prop on his head, so that must not have been easy, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Yeah, tough thing for him.
Exactly. Yeah. Just to wrap it up overall, I would like to know a little bit more about you as a filmmaker. And obviously, you know, this is this your first feature by any chance?
No, this is second feature.
Right. And so I'd like to know what sort of interests you as a filmmaker in general. Is there some particular things that you like to make stories out of? And is there particular styles that you like more than others?
Yeah, so what my important is fantasy.
Nice.
And fantasy and sci-fi for me. So when I was a child four, I went to the Edo era. Edo era is 100 years ago's period in Japan.
Yeah.
So sometimes in my life, some weird fantasy happen. So that is my life work, to make a fantasy thing.
Well, you have a remarkable imagination.
Thank you.
As this film shows. Do you like to get lost in your world of fantasy sometimes and just daydream and write things down? Is that how you create your films sometimes?
Go to the cafe and think by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I hit the element of story at the train. Yeah, depend on the situation of my life.
Yeah, so basically you would be sitting in a cafe and all of a sudden you think of something, you take out a pen, write down on a napkin.
Always.
And you collect all these things and then all of a sudden you end up with a film like this one that you're presenting at Rotterdam.
Yeah, I always finish to write the script half of the day.
Yeah.
So after I write the compose of the script, then I deeply fixing some things. Yeah.
That's excellent. Can I just say, so much creativity in this film, and it's absolutely wonderful and fun to experience it. But now, as a final question, I'd like to maybe get a comment from you about how the Rotterdam Film Festival has been treating you, and what's your impression of the festival and the city?
Rotterdam is a very arty city.
Yeah.
This is the third time to come here. Every year changing something, and lots of creator. I can meet very nice architect friends, and so warm the nightclub is very fantastic. And furthermore, the festival is, I really respect the director of festival, festival programmer, that every collection is movie is very arty.
Yes.
Yeah, and sometimes extreme and crazy.
Absolutely. This is the festival where you can see filmmakers with different visions and very original visions. But another reason why I asked you is because you actually reference Rotterdam in the film. So was that an open reference to the festival, maybe?
Yeah, of course. I want to reference it. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, it was a real pleasure to meet you. And thanks very much for joining us and talking with us about your excellent film.
Thank you. You're so handsome.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.